Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fallon in Providence. This is Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR. Independent candidate Lorne Adrian announced earlier this afternoon that he's exiting the race for Providence mayor. Adrian, a former chairman of the Rhode Island Board of Governors for Higher Education, had support from the city's east side. He was running as an independent. Rhode Island Public Radio's Scott McKay joins us for some analysis. Hello, Scott.
Good afternoon, Dave.
So why did this happen? Why did Adrian decide to pull out of the mayor's race?
Well, it was clearly to give a candidate other than Buddy Cianci a clearer road to victory. He never mentioned Cianci in his statement, but he's very clear when he says, quote, "Now that the field of candidates has been settled, it's clear to me that it presents a substantial risk to the progress we all so desperately need and want. With this in mind, I'm withdrawing from the race." What this does is it takes a four-person general election race, multi-candidate race, and winnows it down to a three-person race, or perhaps a two-and-a-half-person race, because nobody really thinks that the underfunded Republican, Dr. Dan Harrop, is going to get more than 18 or 20% of the vote. So it makes it a steeper hill for Cianci to climb to win them back the position he had for 21 years and, of course, was forced from office twice for.
And this time around, he is an independent.
Yes, he is. He mostly has been an independent since 1990. Before that, as you and I know, he started his career as a Republican.
Now, is there the possibility that more candidates might drop out of the race for mayor?
I think that the best calculus for those who don't like Cianci to defeat him is to have a two-way race. And I think there will be some pressure on candidate Harrop to drop out. So far, he's saying that he has no intention of doing so, but did leave open the possibility in an interview with WPRI Channel 12 by saying he may reassess that stance in the middle of October.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay.